Israel is accused of killing and starving, a genocide of the Palestinians in Gaza. The Gaza ceasefire and hostage negotiation deal is going nowhere with no success. The IDF is now entering the final areas of Gaza, looking for the last remnants of Hamas and the hostages. The Likud party has voted out the Interior Ministry, paving the way for the Knesset to pass an exemption bill for the Haredi from service in the IDF. Messianic World Update begins now. Shalom, everyone. I'm Monty Judah with Lion Alliance Ministries. Welcome to another edition of Messianic World Update. Today's date is Friday, July 25 of the year 2025. And here's the news for the week. The issue of the Haredi students serving in the IDF, the need for an exemption bill to go through the Knesset, has been delayed by the Interior Minister, Adelson, and the vast majority of the Israeli citizens want the Haredi to serve in the IDF. Now, Netanyahu has been kind of silent on this issue, but the Likud political party, which he is a part of, had just removed the Interior Ministry from his position, replaced him, and now the exemption bill can go forward in the Knesset. The United Torah Judaism and the Shah's political religious parties are part of the coalition government. They've been insisting on this exemption bill. Last week, they were threatening to leave the government unless it was done, and now the path has been paved forward for Israel to be able to pass that exemption bill. We're looking for that to come in very shortly in the next few weeks. Israel, of course, is being blamed by everyone about everything that's going on in the world, in particular in Gaza. There's a report about a Gaza hospital about children starving, and in fact, this has been picked up by almost all foreign media, including U.S. media, about it. And they're claiming that the UN has put out a report that says there's malnutrition going on with all the children in Gaza. Palestinians are being killed as they go to aid stations. They're accusing Israel of shooting some of them and so forth. Horrendous reports coming out about how Israel is abusing the Palestinian people in all that's going on. The fact of the matter is that Israel has delivered the aid, and the UN is supposed to be distributing it to the Palestinians. The UN, however, is not doing a very good job of distributing it to the Palestinians. There's still aid piled up. In fact, it's so piled up, it's starting to go bad. And whenever they do distribute it, they don't do it in a very organized fashion. Hamas comes in, steals it, and attacks the people that are trying to get the aid. It's actually Hamas killing Palestinians as they go to get the aid. Now, Hamas is exploiting this whole situation. They're stealing from it. Then they sell the food at exorbitant high prices. Now, you've been seeing scenes coming out, and even the U.S. media has posted some of these scenes where Palestinians are seeking food. But the truth of the matter is that there's other pictures of lots of Palestinians at candy stores, at restaurants, and in markets that are in the open. And there's plenty of food and people eating the food and so forth. Here's an example, however, of what Hamas has been doing. Here's a picture of a child that is laying there, but through AI, they've now taken that same child and put that child in two different situations, both which look like it's a dire situation that the child is suffering from it. And a multitude of these photographs and pictures are being used, scenes that come from other nations, other trauma that has happened in the world. And they're capturing those pictures, bringing them in, claiming those are pictures taking place in Gaza, anything they can to find fault with Israel. And as a result, Israel is being blamed for all of this. And world nations are going around saying that Israel is committing genocide. Let me go ahead and explain the definition of genocide. That would be Israel is killing all of the Palestinians. No, that's not what's happening. Israel definitely is going in and getting Hamas. There is not indiscriminate killing going on. sometimes there's an accident, sometimes there is collateral damage, and every time there is, Israel investigates it and reports it and apologizes. The one recent attack that was on a church, Israel investigated, came back and said, yes, it was a defective munition that hit the church and had a delayed action. That's the reason why people got hurt. That's the reason why the damage. They apologized for it. And this idea that Israel is just doing all these vast things to attack the Palestinian people in Gaza and destroy Gaza is flat false. But the foreign press and the U.S. media are beginning to jump on it. In fact, I just saw a report from CNN last night carrying out this same story. And it's just ridiculous. It's pure propaganda against Israel, and Hamas is orchestrating it. If you'll note the news sources, they're quoting from Hamas sources from it. So what do you expect? Hamas obviously wants to do everything it can to discredit Israel. Last week, there was a report that settlers, Israeli settlers, had attacked a church, a Christian church, down in a community there in Samaria. When they went in, it got the attention of Ambassador Mike Huckabee, and he was concerned about it. That's how pervasive the report was. When they get down there and they find out, actually, it was a fire that was in the field that was near a church that was there. The photographs and the so-called report about the settlers attacking the church, actually the settlers had seen the fire, came over with some of their tools, and were helped putting out the fire that was in the field. They took the photograph and said, oh, this is the settlers attacking the church. This is the kind of thing that we have going on in the world, in the foreign media. They hate Israel, and they're going to do everything they can to discredit Israel. By the way, the USAID organization, YAID, I'm sure you remember them, they were the ones that immediately when Trump became president began to question where in the world were they taking American dollars and how were they using them. They put out a report this week. I don't even know how they're still operating, but they put out a report this week that, yes, much of the aid going into Gaza is being stolen, but they don't know who actually has been stealing it. There seems to be a single source organized that's stealing it, but they can't name who they think it is. Everybody knows there's an enemy in Gaza. Its name is Hamas. They've been stealing the aid for years, but the USAID report couldn't figure out who it is. So the big question is, it's going on in the Middle East, as far as the world is, who are the good guys and the bad guys in this whole conflict? Now, for those of us who've been following it from the beginning, there is no question that Hamas came against Israel October 7th, and that they viciously attacked and killed 1,200 civilians, and they took hostages, and that this conflict has originated from that event, and Israel is trying to recover their hostages and defeat the enemy who came and viciously killed them. In the world's definition, though, somehow they've gotten confused and they think that Israel are the bad guys and Hamas are the good guys in this whole proposition. It just goes to show you how to the level of the madness that has come to the world where we're at. That same madness is still part of the Hamas thinking. Negotiators for the ceasefire hostage return ran into the Hamas people demanding even more in their negotiation, not agreeing to the ceasefire or the hostage negotiations. You're not going to believe this. They actually think they're winning. They think that the world is turning against Israel, and so they don't have to agree to anything with Israel. They think they're going to win as a result. So the negotiators, by the way, the hostage negotiators for Hamas, they're in such disarray, they're not even in contact with all of the hostage holders. So there's so much disarray amongst Hamas that they have no choice but to say, I guess we're winning. Hamas believes that their PR campaign is working and that the Israel's weakness is being demonstrated in them seeking a negotiation. They think that means Israel is losing. On the flip side, within Israel, the far right part of Israel, these are the very conservative, are now finally calling for the complete destruction of Gaza and the complete takeover of Gaza. They are so fed up with what Hamas and the Palestinians are doing. And to that point, IDF operations in Gaza are intensively taking place. They are entering the final areas where they believe the hostages are being held, the last strongholds of Hamas. They have been finding some bodies. They have not yet been identified. They are in those areas and intensively. In fact, in this last week, dozens of strikes were taking place. A key Hamas leader was killed. He was the leader that was part of the counterinsurgency. He was the one that was killing fellow Palestinians that would object to Hamas. There are 28 different nations this last week called for an immediate end to the war and told Israel they have to stop the war in Gaza. It was completely rejected by Netanyahu. He explained to him and I said, I don't understand you people, you're rewarding terror. They came over and killed us using terror and you want to reward them by ending the war. The empathy for the Palestinians and Hamas is becoming worldwide. Even here in the United States, we see protests, pro-Palestinian protests. Those people are doing it because of the amount of propaganda that has put out that has not been stopped. And that's why you see all the different people and nations supporting the Palestinians. France, upon seeing all of this, has decided that they want to support the Palestinians by calling for statehood for the Palestinians. Such an action is utterly absurd. There is no government of the Palestinians. There is no land for the Palestinians. There is no organization of the Palestinians. They're in complete disarray, and they're just a band of terrorists and people supporting the terrorists. France is also pressuring the UK to join, so we get two nations to declare a Palestinian state, which will be utterly ridiculous again. The US, along with Israel, is objecting and saying it's meaningless and will not accomplish anything. The Knesset this last week put together a non-binding resolution to annex Samaria and Judea, the areas we call the West Bank. It passed by a vote of 81 to 13. There's 120 members in the Knesset. Overwhelmingly passed. Upon hearing that the Knesset is in agreement with the government of Israel to annex the Samaria and Judea areas, to make a one nation and Israel to be sovereign over the whole land, there are many members of the U.S. House and Senate that also came out publicly this week upon hearing that, announcing they too support there being one nation of Israel and it being sovereign over the whole area. The whole idea of the two-state solution, the Palestinian state, is a no-go for Israel and for the U.S. at this point. Now, I need to comment for a moment about what's going on here in the U.S. because there's a lot of noise in the media, and there's two big stories that are taking place at the moment. I want to make sure we all understand what's really taking place. The first big story is the liberal media is bringing up the Epstein story. You know, this is the fellow who was engaged with young girls, had an island, was inviting a lot of important people out to visit his island, supposedly for nefarious reasons. And many people want to know the rest of the story because he was arrested and apparently committed suicide while he was in jail. And there's an effort on the part of bringing the story out to attack Trump. You see, Trump knew Mr. Epstein, apparently, back in those days. And they think releasing all of that information will cause embarrassment to come to Donald Trump. In fact, it will be a lot of embarrassment will come to a lot of previous leaders and important people in the world. And most recent stories have the Deputy Attorney General of the United States visiting with the lady that used to work with Epstein. And I'm not sure what the results of that are, but this is a major news story on the part of liberal, the legacy media. They're trying to do that. The story that they are ignoring and the story that's coming out in conservative media is about the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, released classified material, specifically going through and citing how former President Obama directed the CIA and the FBI with Joe Biden to spread the collusion story right after Donald Trump became president-elect. Hillary Clinton had started the false story, a false Russian hoax about collusion between Trump and the Russians. She was using it to try to win the election. Well, she lost the election, so Obama and the rest decided to use that same thing to discredit Trump in his presidency. And if you remember, we all went through the special investigation of the Russian hoax. Trump was finally cleared. There was no evidence of it. They were doing everything they could to disturb his administration and to keep him from doing what he wanted to do. Now, the media joined with Obama and all of these intel people and took it hook, line, and sinker and went with it. And at the same time that they were causing all the trouble here in the United States, the same group of people started interfering with Israel and against Netanyahu. And Joe Biden, in his political term, followed up by causing all kinds of problems for Israel and Netanyahu following along the line, because Netanyahu liked Trump and Trump liked Netanyahu. So the two are all connected, and the mess that we've been seeing for the last several years, the last 4 years in particular, leading up to this present year, it was all false information. It was our government representatives causing trouble for them, for Israel, and for you and me. Now, I'm an older fella, and way back when I was a young man, we had a President Nixon. And there was a thing called the Watergate scandal, where Nixon and some of his political henchmen, you know, went in, broke into the Watergate Hotel, wanted to get the goods on the Democrats and spy on them and so forth. It turned into a national scandal. President Nixon ended up resigning. Several people went to jail, and there was all kinds of political hearings with regard to it. It was a nightmare for us going through at the time, and a lot of people became very discouraged with our government and whether or not we believed in him. Trump seems to be doing okay right now. Israel seems to be doing okay right now. But we have a media war going on in the United States right now. It's the Epstein story versus the Obama conspiracy story. Depending on which channel you go to, you will sometimes not hear the Epstein story on one network, but you'll hear the Obama story instead, and vice versa. And this mess has come to our country, and it's also interfering with what's going on in Israel. To tell you the truth, it's like everybody's a bunch of liars. And you and I are trying to sort through this and figure out what's going on. But let me take you back to one of the stories that I just shared with you. The fact that the Knesset, by a clear majority, wants to annex Judea and Samaria, and that U.S. representatives in the government are in agreement with it, that is the story you should be really paying attention to. Because if Israel does take sovereignty over those regions, that means East Jerusalem, that means the Temple Mount, and that's the focal point for us for the prophecies of the end of the age, to watch what happens there. We continue to pray for all of the events taking place in the Middle East, Israel, and we need to pray for our own nation and the trauma that is going on in this world. There are many sorrows going on in the world as well, physical storms, floods, hurricanes, volcanoes, so forth. It's like what the Messiah said. We're in a time of sorrows that all leads up to the start of the end and the great tribulation. We continue to watch closely for all of those prophetic events to see the progress as we come to the end of the age. Please like, subscribe, and comment to our YouTube channel. Subscribe to lionandlamb.tv. You can get a whole array of our programs and other teachings. All of our weekly programs are available on podcasts. You can listen to them wherever you go. We also offer a free subscription to our monthly magazine. Just contact us. We'd be happy to send that to you electronically and or in the mailbox. Follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Telegram, X. And please think about joining with us in this fall for the Feast of Tabernacles. Registration is now open. Go to tabernaclesevent.com, sign up. We'd love to see you come. National teachers will be coming in to teach. We'll be in a whole time that we can cover all of these events going on in the world and have an opportunity to spend some dedicated time worshiping the Lord at that event. It's a great family event, a great camping event for your whole family. Shabbat Shalom to all of you.